For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will head to Bowling Green this weekend, joined by the CCHA Defenseman of the Month for December, Patrick Satisari, a junior out of Finland. 3 goals in the month. You guys needed some offense from the back line in those games. How nice is it to be able to contribute on that end of the ice, too?
It's nice, yeah. Obviously, it's maybe not the first part of our job description, but it helps for sure.
You blocked a bunch of shots in December, too. You guys have kind of taken the lead from Tony Fulmer here in his time here. He's typically been a guy that leads you in block shots. As a collective group, how do you kind of rally around what he does?
Yeah, he's really good at blocking shots, always Will Magnuson. So it's definitely a non-negotiable for us. Those two guys lead the way, so we just try to follow and do our best, too.
As the season has progressed, there's been some ups, some downs. Last year, you guys had some ups and downs in the first half and went on a heck of a run in the second half of the season. What's it going to take to do that again this year?
Well, we just need to start finding our game, start being consistent. I don't know if we can replicate what we did last year. I think it's kind of a one of a kind what we did, but we'll try to do our best to imitate that this year.
The league is kind of goofy this year with the schedule that Augustana is only playing half of a league schedule, so you're not going by points. So it's hard to look at the standings and know exactly what you need to do each week. So you just go out and win tonight, right? And just worry about the game in front of you?
Yeah, you can't be staring at the schedule or the standings too much. You just got to take it game by game, try to win every game you can, and hopefully get a couple sweeps here in the spring season and see where it takes us.
You've played at Bowling Green. You know, it's a tough place to play. The style that they play in that building especially. What is it going to take to kind of block all that other stuff out and just go out and play this weekend?
Yeah, I didn't play there last year, but I remember from my freshman year, it's a fun environment to play. And their fans get loud. It's a small rink. It's going to be a fast-paced game. And Travis said it to us yesterday. It's, from what he's seen, it's one of the most physical teams in college. So it's going to be fun. It's not going to be easy, but just got to get it done.
You guys will be without Vince Corcoran here for a little bit. Esa Preck, though, in the last handful of games before Christmas, certainly came on offensively. How much as a collective group do you guys need to pick up the slack for guys that might be out?
Yeah, I mean, it's a team effort. One guy can only do so much. And when now Vinny's going to be out for a while, so it's kind of up to us to pick it up for him.
Matthias Scholl against Minnesota Duluth started his 100th career game. That's a big number. What does he mean to this team?
He's just an unbelievable goalie, unbelievable guy in the locker room too, and he gives us a chance to win every night. It doesn't matter who we play or how we play. We might be playing an awful game, but he's going to make those couple of big saves for us every night, and I don't know. Sometimes I'm at a loss for words when I just look at what he's doing on the ice. But, yeah, certainly, like, one of the best goalies I've ever played with, hands down.
It's not like you guys are trying to maybe take a shift off. That never happens. But how much easier is it on you knowing that he's back there if something does go haywire?
I mean, yeah, it gives you a certain amount of confidence knowing how much of a good goalie you have in net. So, I mean, like you said, you can't take shifts off and you have to give your all out there every play, but it certainly gives you a little confidence boost knowing you have a guy as good as him back there.
Second half of the season, generally speaking, are won and lost by special teams. Your power play number has been a little streaky, up and down. Penalty kill number maybe isn't where you guys want it. What do you guys need to do to improve both power play and the penalty kill here in the second half?
There's some small details we can work on, but I don't know. It's kind of tough to point anything specific out, but we just got to hope that it all kind of starts clicking for us, and that's going to help us get a few extra goals and help us not let up some goals on a penalty kill. So that would certainly help for us to go on a little bit of a run here.
Best of luck.
Thank you.